a bit of a warning because this segment will include discussion about child sexual abuse. A report that will send a shiver up the spine of every Queensland parent is how Premier David Crisafulli has described the findings into the failures at childcare centres where one of Australia's most notorious paedophiles abused dozens of victims. Ashley Paul Griffith was jailed for life last year after pleading guilty to more than 300 charges over offences committed in daycare centres in Brisbane and Italy over two decades. He's appealing against his life sentence. The Child Death Review Board has found Griffith's offending could have been detected and disrupted earlier. Luke Twyford is the Principal Commissioner of the Queensland Family and Child Commission, and he led the report. Luke, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Melissa.
Your report found 18 points or missed opportunities where Griffith could have been detected or stopped. How was this able to go on for so long?
Well, at the heart of this report, we really lay out and have issue with what we call sub-criminal threshold risks. Our whole criminal justice system is based on police investigating crimes and the courts then taking action. Of all those 18 missed opportunities, children were speaking up, parents were speaking up, colleagues were witnesses to things that they thought were not right, employers were speaking up, but none of them individually reached that criminal threshold. And so police were saying there's not enough evidence here for us to do our job, and that meant that it was no one's job to put the pieces of information together and identify that this man was prolifically abusing children. So at its heart, it's about dealing with things individually and expecting them to need to reach a criminal threshold, which is where our systems were just completely inadequate in this case.
So it's not so much a case that those concerns being raised were ignored, but there wasn't a compulsion to act upon them?
Well, I think there's a mixture. There are some of those 18 missed opportunities where we as the board, with the benefit of hindsight, have clearly said further steps should have been taken. In particular, there was a few where police had conducted interviews with victims or their parents, but had chosen not to interview the suspect or to identify the suspect. Now, that's clearly a strong missed opportunity where a different future could have been achieved with another action. Likewise for the organisations that received complaints from parents, held concerns about this man and his behaviours, but chose not to report it to the regulator or chose not to do referee checks. So it's a story of an offender that is very strategic, very cunning. He is using deception and his position of power to give himself access to children, but he's misleading the whole ecosystem around him. And it's, in our view, no one's job to actually look for the threats to our children. We've invested heavily in looking at crime. We're not looking for threats.
You've written a letter to victims and have said that you've come to understand the depth of betrayal that they have felt and their families have endured. So what does having this report mean for victims?
Oh, I've had a couple reach out in the last 24 hours and it's been really affirming. We as a board wanted to make sure that the victims' voices were at the centre of what we do. Leaving a child at an early childcare centre for the day is something that most Australians do these days. It's something that's become routine. I myself reflect on telling my child that, you know, they would be safe with their teacher, that if they had any worries that they should tell the teacher and that they should behave and do whatever their teacher told them. That's a level of trust that's significant. And when that trust is betrayed, It rocks the very foundations of our community and our society. So to have these parents come forward and be willing to tell their side of the story and then include it in the report was a deliberate attempt by us to not make this another public servant produced report that sits on a shelf. This is a human story and we want the community, including our political leaders, to understand the human side of what has happened.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, where Luke Twyford, who's the Principal Commissioner of the Queensland Family and Child Commission, is our guest. We're talking about the state's damning report into decades of abuse by notorious pedophile Ashley Paul Griffith. Luke, it's been just over a year now since Griffith was sentenced to life in prison. He is appealing that sentence, but can you take me through what's been done since then to try and make sure that something like this never happens again?
It's certainly, and you know, I'd summarise it and say a lot. We've seen other cases in New South Wales and Victoria that have really shone the light, and some great reporting by the ABC, I'd also add, onto the regulation and quality of early childcare in Australia. And we know that the federal government, along with COAG and our state governments, have all taken steps to improve how we oversee early childcare and also how we hold providers accountable. So our report steps through those changes. Here in Queensland, there's been amendments to our Working with Children scheme to make sure that the decisions are using information that aren't just criminal history. We've seen investment into our early childcare regulator. And I think we've shifted community understanding of the prevalence of child sexual abuse. This is not a rare thing. It is something that is unfortunately common and something that we have to be constantly vigilant of. But having said all that, our report really raises the concern that people who seek to abuse children go to the place where it's the easiest. If we only strengthen the early childcare sector, these men and these offenders will go to a different sector. Our report calls for a whole of society change. It puts puts obligations on the federal and state governments to actually see this as a social issue and one that requires a whole of system response.
Well, hopefully it's a message that is heard far and wide. Luke Twyford, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you, Melissa.
Luke is the Principal Commissioner of the Queensland Family and Child Commission. And if you or someone you know needs help, you can contact the Queensland Sexual Assault Helpline on 1800 010120. Or nationally, for support for child sex abuse survivors, you can speak to Bravehearts on 1800 272 831.